And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy of Vernon, offering 5-star rated personalized propane service for customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. Now in their 80th year, Superior Energy goes above and beyond with their customer-first focus. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs, or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
Welcome to some time in the Afterglow. Hi, I'm Father John. Time to chill out, relax, and think pleasant thoughts to set to rest the anxiety and the stress that you may have collected throughout this day. No matter how large or small the problem, it's important not to take on the whole thing at once. Break it down into smaller, more manageable bites. It's easier for you to focus on answers and solutions when you break the problems down into their more basic elements. The question is always asked, how do you eat an elephant? Well, one bite at a time. You see, we can handle anything in small increments. Now, as day meets night, the sky is set to glow with the presence of God's picture-perfect masterpiece, just to remind us of the real beauty of life painted with music and messages that help order life and help us appreciate the gifts that we have rather than the challenges that we face. This is a brief time set aside just for you, and you need to do nothing but relax and enjoy. Well, that was music by Grover Washington Jr. called All My Tomorrows. And upon that, we agree. We've got some great tomorrows to plan and share in the Afterglow. Sometimes when we get older and more serious, we forget to take time to play. Playing together is a good thing. So don't forget to take time to play every day. Now, I have my dogs that I play with, and boy, do they give me a workout. This is where the curtain comes down on the day. The sky is painted with the glow of tomorrow's promise, and night begins to move into position. Play tonight. Now, today marks a special day for the modern church. This day marks the anniversary of the election of the first Jesuit and first Pope from the Americas, Argentine Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Jorge Mario Bergoglio. On March 13, 2013, at the age of 76, Jorge Bergoglio was named the 266th Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, becoming the first citizen from the Americas, the first non-European, and the first Jesuit priest to be named Pope, and adopting the name Francis. He took the title after St. Francis of Assisi of Italy. Since his election, Pope Francis has electrified the world. He's launched Roman Catholicism on a reform path, though without altering its traditional teaching, and he's tried to put a more compassionate and attractive face on its message. He has moved to address scandals and meltdowns that plagued the church. He has called for a new way of evangelizing. He tells us that the first words of evangelization must be about the compassion and the mercy of God, rather than a list of dogmas and rules that must be accepted. He speaks daily of the compassion and the love of God. Our response, he says, is to show compassion and love to all our brothers and sisters, especially the poor and the marginalized. He not only talks about it, he does it by reaching out to refugees, the homeless, and the sick. More importantly, he is trying to change the culture of the clergy, moving them away from clericalism to a vocation of service. He wants bishops and priests to see themselves as servants of the people of God, not princes. Pope Francis's appeal stems from his desire to bring humanity to a higher level of mindfulness and his willingness to demonstrate this in word and action. He is a man of action, and this is why Pope Francis is so important today. The Pope helps us to understand that changing the world begins by taking a pause and changing the world within us. Therefore, tonight in the Afterglow, we celebrate the election of this extraordinary leader of the Church, Pope Francis. Speaking of the finer things, tell me, do you have a favorite story from the Bible? There's so many to choose from, but one of my personal favorites is the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus tells the story about how a Samaritan stops to help someone who was beaten and robbed. This was after several other people just walked by that man. They saw him and just kept on walking. The story was important because in Jesus' time, the Samaritans were the biggest enemies of Hebrews, Jesus' audience. They would have been shocked to hear how a Samaritan would do a good deed. Jesus tells many parables throughout the New Testament, but this one is one of the most famous. It's so famous that today is Good Samaritan Involvement Day. It is a day to give unselfish aid to those who need it. It is important that we help one another no matter the difference. Some people may think it's not worth it to get involved, but you should not be that way. It is important. It is important to lend a hand to someone who really needs it. And maybe one day you can save a life like the Good Samaritan. So today, try to help someone in need on Good Samaritan Involvement Day. And not just on this day, but year-round.
We hide pain in the weirdest places. Broken souls with smiling faces. Fighting for surrender. For now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are loved. Heroes, photoshopped, all size zeros, a light not expected, but not quite perfected, yeah. Look up, see the sun is shining, there's hope on a new horizon, calling you, it's calling.
You are loved. Just look up, know you are loved.
It's WJMJ Radio, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and you're in the afterglow. As for me, I'm Father John. That was music by Stars Go Dim called You Are Loved. This 2015 song is a reminder to just look up for true love and acceptance.
And in the afterglow is where we make time to visit that place where all hope takes place. Now it's time to reflect on where we're going and how we're going to get there. Time to make our way toward the intersection of where faith meets life.
You know, so many of us live our lives as if the secret purpose is to somehow get everything done. We stay up late, get up early, avoid having fun, and keep our loved ones waiting. Sadly, I've seen many people who put off their loved ones so long that the loved ones lose interest in maintaining the relationship. I used to do this myself. Often we convince ourselves that our obsession with our to-do list is only temporary. Then once we get through the list, we'll be calm, relaxed, and happy. But in reality, this rarely happens. As items are checked off, new ones simply replace them. The nature of your in-basket is that it's meant to have items to be completed in it. It's not meant to be empty. There will always be phone calls that need to be made, projects to complete, work to be done. In fact, it can be argued that a full in-basket is essential for success. It means your time is in demand. Regardless of who you are or what you do, however, remember that nothing is more important than your own sense of happiness and inner peace and that of your loved ones. If you're obsessed with getting everything done, you'll never have a sense of well-being. In reality, almost everything can wait. Very little in our work lives truly falls into the emergency category. If you stay focused on your work, it will all be done in due time. I find that if I remind myself frequently that the purpose of life isn't to get it all done, but to enjoy each step along the way and live a life filled with love, why, it's far easier for me to control my obsession with completing my list of things to do. Remember, when you die, there will still be unfinished business to take care of. And you know what? Someone else will do it for you. So don't waste any more precious moments of your life regretting the inevitable. That's where faith meets life.
Every morning, watch you walking, sunlight on your skin. Stand there staring, my hand shaking, my heart caving in. You walk by on the street, take my breath from me, you're out of my reach, you're all that I see. Painful, beautiful, so beautiful, it breaks my heart. Shameful, beautiful, and I can't look away. It makes my heart ache. You're painful and beautiful. In the evening, I'm there waiting for one look at you. See your shadow in the window, you come into view.
I can think, I can speak, steal my heart from me, you're out of my league. I fall at your
I can't look away. It makes my
That was called Painfully Beautiful, and it's by Il Volo. Here in the Afterglow, where music helps us relax and enjoy the finer gifts of life. Now, the month of March is celebrated as Women's History Month, dedicated to the contributions and the achievements made by women throughout history. In honor of Women's History Month, we celebrate the birth anniversary of Helen St. Aubyn, better known as Helen Callaghan, who was born on this day in 1923 in Vancouver, Canada. She was a left-handed center fielder for the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League and played for five seasons. She began as a rookie at the age of 15 with the Minneapolis Millerettes and was second in the league due to her excellent batting average. She finished third in the league for her number of total bases, hits, runs, and stolen bases, and tied for third in home runs. In 1945, the Millerettes moved and became the Fort Wayne Daisies. Callaghan had her best season that year, leading the league with a batting average of nearly 300. She was often called the Ted Williams of women's baseball due to her impressive stats. In 1946, she had stolen 114 bases in 111 games. She gave birth to five sons, one of whom played 9 years with the Montreal Expos, the Houston Astros, and the Cleveland Indians. Another of her sons produced a PBS documentary about the Women's Baseball League, which inspired the classic 1992 film, A League of Their Own. Callaghan died of breast cancer on December 8, 1992, in Santa Barbara, California, at the age of 69. In June 1998, all 64 Canadian women who played in the league were inducted into the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. Helen Callaghan, the Ted Williams of women's baseball, born on this day in 1923. And throughout the next 33 days, it's important that we hold in our hearts a group of people who have come a long way in our society. It is Deaf History Month, which is a time to honor important moments in history for deaf people. It starts today to commemorate the victory of a protest by deaf students at a deaf college. You see, back in 1988, students at Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. started a Deaf President Now campaign. The school had been around for over 100 years, but it never had a deaf president. Students peacefully protested for almost a week when, on this day, the students' demands were met. Deaf History Month ends April 15th to celebrate the opening of the first School of the Deaf in America, the American School for the Deaf, which was opened in Hartford and is still open today. Deaf people have done a lot for our society by using to the fullest every sense and skill they have. So we remember all those dealing with hearing impairments during Deaf History Month. And now, music by a man who was deaf for the latter part of his life. Ludwig van Beethoven, of course. Thank you. Well, that was music by Ludwig van Beethoven to help us celebrate Deaf History Month, which begins today, as we enjoy more of the music that you won't hear anywhere else, only on WJMJ, and here as we spend some quality time in the afterglow to recharge, regroup, and renew some of that great vitality of life. What happens when you get burnt out? Well, you need to get renewed. Gratitude has a way of doing just that. It's story time now in the afterglow. A woman attended a meeting where she met her former high school music teacher, whom she hadn't seen for many, many years. She introduced herself and then went on to recall how much extra time and encouragement the teacher had given her. "I was so inspired by you," she said, "that I decided to continue my music education in college and graduate school. Now I am a college professor and the head of the entire music department." Later, as they said their goodbyes, the teacher said to her former pupil, "Thank you. Thank you for saying all those nice things about my teaching. You have made my day," the woman replied. "Oh no, let me thank you. You've made my life." Something to think about tonight in the afterglow.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay. And not to worry, 'cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I won't be made useless, won't be idle with despair. I'll gather myself around light the darkness most fear. My hand, the small I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. But they're not yours, they are my own, and I'm never broken. Poverty stole your golden shoes, it didn't steal your.
My hands, small I know, but they're not yours, they are.
That was Jewel with a song simply called Hands. If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay and not to worry, as worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I won't be made useless. I won't be idle with despair. I will gather myself around my faith, for light does the darkness most fear. What a message with which to celebrate life here in the Afterglow tonight. But the day winds down and awaits sleep in the welcoming arms of the night. So, we relax with good music, interesting reflections, and thought-provoking stories as we look forward to the gift of tomorrow. Think young. Continue to reach for your dreams. Listen. Young people are the window through which the future enters the world. They are the window, and so they present us with great challenges. Our generation will show that it can rise to the promise found in each young person when we know how to give them space. This means that we have to create the material and the spiritual conditions for their full development, to give them a solid basis on which to build their lives, to guarantee their safety and their education to be everything they can be, to pass on to them lasting values that make life worth living, to give them a transcendent horizon for their thirst for authentic happiness and their creativity for the good, to give them the legacy of a world worthy of human life, and to awaken in them their greatest potential as builders of their own destiny, sharing responsibility for the future of everyone. If we can do all this, we anticipate today the future that enters the world through the window of the young. Young people are the window through which the future enters the world. A thought to take with you tonight into the afterglow. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. A condemned criminal was sent to his death by his country. In his final moments, he asked for mercy. Had he asked for mercy from the people, it would have been denied. Had he asked it of the government, it would have been denied. But it wasn't to these that he turned for grace. He turned instead to the bloodied form of the one who hung on the cross next to his and pleaded, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered by saying, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise."
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent. My Father still goes on working, and I am at work too. The television news showed a man in court in the Far East, receiving the guilty verdict for making a bomb which had killed hundreds of people in the name of his religion. As the judge passed sentence, the prisoner raised his fist and shouted repeatedly, "God is great!" A viewer muttered to himself, "Yes, God is great, but you aren't." Many people of goodwill are put off by religion. It may be because of members who betray high ideals and show little remorse. Some are turned away by the infantile and petty squabbles which surface so often in religious society. Perhaps more are put off by the pride, arrogance, and contempt for human life by so-called believers. Jesus incurred the wrath of his enemies for two reasons. First of all, he was not strictly observant of all the ceremonial laws of the day. He certainly was a devout believer, but he did not cross every ceremonial T and dot every ritual I. That rankled the people whose entire lives were geared to meticulous observance of the religious laws of their day. But Jesus was guilty in their eyes of an even graver offense. He did not respect the solemn majesty of God. Pious Jews of that day did not write or pronounce the name of God for fear of trespassing the divine holiness. Of course Jesus was mindful of the sovereignty of God. He respected the mystery of God. But he had the audacity to speak of God as his own Father. That was an impiety that his critics could not stomach. In answering his accusers, who want to kill him for claiming God as his Father, Jesus does talk of matters of life and death, but he doesn't threaten violence. He speaks of the consequences that follow from good and bad actions. The good lead to life, the bad to condemnation. He has come to bring life. His words bring life because they are words of the Father who sent him. He is related to his Father in love. He is obedient to his Father's will and carries it out in humility. If Jesus were to exclaim, "God is great," he would reveal a Father whose love exceeds even the most tender love of a mother for her child.
How can you see into like open doors leading you down into my core, where I've become so numb without a soul? My spirit sleeping somewhere cold until you
And now on this Wednesday, the 13th day of March, in the fourth week of Lent, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, help me to be strong in you, that my hope never wavers. Help me to never lose hope, even when it seems you have not heard my prayers or things are not going the way I prayed they would. I trust you to answer my prayers in your way and in your time. Give me patience to wait on you in faith, knowing that you will not leave me where I am forever. I trust that when things change, they will change for the better. I have joy because my hope is in you. I have received you and follow you. I will have peace, love, and joy. When I don't feel peaceful or sense your hope and joy, help me to not trust my feelings. Help me to trust your word instead and not allow the work of the evil one try to steal all back from me. Set me free from any wrong thinking so that I can move into the hope and joy you have for me.
I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul.
I waited for the Lord, and God stooped down to me, having heard my cry.
The Lord drew me from the deadly pit, from the miry clay. God set my feet upon a rock, made my footsteps firm.
The Lord put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Many shall see and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
Blessed are they who have placed their trust in the Lord, and do not turn to the proud, who follow false gods.
How many are the wonders and designs that you have worked for us, O Lord my God? You have no equal. Should I wish to proclaim or speak of them, they would be more than I can tell.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. Whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold.
Proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. Infinite God, you are beyond all imagining. In awe we pray.
Remember your compassion, O God.
Help us to embrace the Paschal mystery. In awe we pray.
Remember your compassion, O God.
Strengthen and equip caregivers with all they need. In awe we pray.
Remember your compassion, O God.
Increase resources for those who suffer mental illness. In awe, we pray.
Remember your compassion, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God lead us to walk in truth and live in love all the days of our lives through Jesus, our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sin thought may know.
Thirst for you, O Lord.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and the orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night, and may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the God of hope fill you with every joy in believing. May the peace of Christ abound in your hearts. May the Holy Spirit enrich you with his gifts now and forever. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.